What can we expect here now that we've seen probably the big names play pretty much play out their time? Chancy for some of these young players to really step up.
Absolutely, and game time and GPS data and all those sorts of things becomes really important late in these contests, and be very interesting to see what we see from perhaps some of those younger players and the guys that are needing to get miles in the legs, perhaps after having somewhat interrupted pre-seasons, the chance to get match practice in. It's hard to equate with just what it means in terms of normal training sessions, but as we know, there's no substitute for actually playing footy and getting conditioning.
Oh, big rise, Team Orange down at that High Sense Arena into the ground. I'll pick up who the player is in a moment, but that's certainly got the crowd up and about on that outer side. In the end, it's a throw-up, so Team Orange heading towards that High Sense Arena end of Olympic Park as Team Black looking to clear and not able to do so effectively as they work their way, twisting and turning. It's very scrappy footy at the moment. No one can really break clear. Now Team Black with an opportunity as they launch a long ball deep inside the 50. One grab, not the second, taken down there by Keefe. It's Greenwood, though, who's picked it up, kicking to the top of the goal square. And nice defensive mark, Team Orange, taken by Dwyer. Who the kick goes across the ground for Team Orange. It's not clean. Grundy coming out to move, taken away by Pendlebury. He's tied in on the boundary line. He's going to kick long and across the ground. Mark not taken, Keith there, and it's over the line for a rush behind. No, just we've got another guest joining us here in our commentary position.
Yeah, Ben Reid joins us here on Collingwood Radio. Reedy, good evening.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Would it be fair to say that the name Hans Wilhelm Muller Wolfhart would be the longest name you've got in your phone at the moment?
It is, mate, definitely. It was pretty hard, actually. Even when I left, I still couldn't pronounce it properly. So I was there a week with him every day. I think I just called him Hans the whole time. So it was a good experience getting over there. And a lot of that I'll take on board, definitely for the future of my career.
We are, of course, talking about the German specialist you went to see about the calf ailment you've got at the moment. First of all, the current condition of the calf, how is it actually going? And what's the rough timeline in terms of a return to full training and then playing some footy?
Yeah, well, I trained fully with the VFL today, so that was probably my first 100% training. I think I did 50% three sessions ago and then 75% the last two before this one, and then 100% today, which is really good. So it's feeling really good, and I just need to probably get two more weeks of good training into me, and then I should be right to go.
Tell us about the actual experience. Where in Germany, and what did you actually do for the time you were there?
Yep, so I went to Munich, and obviously the facility where he was out of was just a normal practice. It wasn't like going to a castle or something like that over there. There's a fair few of them over there. People told me that that's where he might be working out of, but it definitely wasn't. I got treatments. I think I was there for 8 days. I got treatments 6 days out of the eight. And after the treatment, I was pretty sore, so I'd pretty much get the treatment, go back to the hotel and lay my bed for about 4 hours on my back and watch TV, and it was all in German, so that wasn't very fun either.
Were you staying in a castle?
No, we weren't. We just across the road from the train station, which is really handy. But apart from that, I was still able to do a little bit of training over there. I was still able to run even after the treatment and stuff, which I was a little bit surprised about. I thought, being able to get the treatment, I wouldn't be able to do a whole heap, so... it held me in good stead to be able to do probably 4 or 5 running sessions while I was there. It was obviously about 2 degrees when I was running, so it was a bit different over here. But it was a good experience, and I definitely took a lot out of it.
Not a bad game of footy for an intra-club tonight. What stood out in terms of individuals from your point of view?
Yeah, I only just got out for the... I think I missed the first half pretty much. I was inside finishing my training. I think the ball movement's been pretty good for intra-club. Usually it's, as you know, intra-clubs can be pretty shaky at times, and the skills can be a bit, a bit fumbling, that sort of thing. But as you see just there, nice kick from Jordan to go inside 50 Keefe, which was good. And, the boys are moving the ball well, I think, which is something we've been working on in the off-season.
As Keefe sets sail for home, deep to the top of the goal square. No one can pick it up cleanly. It's through for a behind. I've been impressed with Tagoe tonight.
Yep.
He's shown a lot.
No, he's been really good. Since the day he got here, he's thrown himself into the program and worked really hard. I think you can tell when he gets the ball, he's pretty calm and cool and knows what he's going to do with it, which is I suppose, something we probably need as well. You know, last year I don't think he had a spot fishy, was great, so he'll add to that as well.
Speaking of guys that are normally pretty cool in a crisis, still side bottom has it in defensive 50 and just took about 20 seconds of his time to assess the situation, puts it into the hands of Braden Maynard, one of the draftees on show tonight. Right in front of our broadcast position, you can hear the left foot thump into the ball. He's a penetrating kick, play down. We'll keep an eye on that one. There was a bit of a head clash there, I think, as Josh Thomas tries to emerge from the stoppage on hands and knees. Elliott, little handball, was quick there from Blair, and a high one against Jack Hallier. It'll be a free kick the way of Team Orange.
Looks like Ramsey Nige. It is.
Armstrong, the kick forward, missed its target, but free kick against Ben Sinclair will go the way of Alex Vasolo. Pete, the injured player, just want to give
Ramsey,
us an update.
Yep, make his way off the ground. I think might have been chances he wanted to stay on, but I think the three trainers kind of convinced him to come off.
On his feet and getting off the field, pretty much under his own steam. As we get back to the action, centre of the ground, Jack Hallier, stripped of the footy, but didn't actually have it. No free kick for holding the footy is paid in. Blair assessed the situation beautifully, put it forward into the hands of Tim Broomhead. He'll shoot for goal from 30 out on a 45-degree angle.
Not a cause for concern with Ramsey. He's just walking now, but now it's sort of jogging under his own steam. So I think he's okay, but safety first will probably mean he won't play any further part in this.
So Tim Broomhead for Team Orange to the Olympic Boulevard end of the ground, pushes it to the right-hand side. So the men in orange to 10-4-64, Team Black 7-4-46, early stages of the final quarter of this intra-club on Collingwood Radio.
As the ball in the hands of Team Black, the long kick outside the 50. Well, no mark can be taken, it's over the line, we'll have it thrown in. Armstrong been pretty good tonight.
Brady, we had Caff on earlier and also Barmy. General praise for the group of draftees that have come in. What have you made of the batch from the 2014 draft?
Yeah, look, I think they've been really good. They've thrown themselves right in. Darcy Moore was unfortunate to hurt his toe over the break. But he's probably on a similar program to me at the moment. He's pretty close to getting back into full training. And, he's been training really well. Jordan Goh, as you said before, has been great. Brian Maynard as well, I think everyone knows he's a great kick, and I think he probably just needs to work on his engine a little bit, and once he does that, then he'll be a fair player, and obviously made a good year as well, shows a bit of toe and that sort of thing, and he's pretty smart with the ball in hand.
Behind there for Kennedy for Team Orange. Question on the wash-up from last season, obviously not the result that you wanted, but in all the post-season reviews, what were some of the main themes to come out of it for you guys as the playing group?
I think if you look at our first half of the year, we were top four, and then we did lose. We had a lot of guys out injured, which obviously with a lot of young guys playing their first seasons of senior footy, they're probably going to get tired towards the end of the year. And the best thing about it, I think, is we've got a lot of games and a lot of players. And that'll only hold them in good stead for this year. They got a taste of it, and I'll definitely want more of it. Guys like Jackson Ramsey played a couple of games the end of last year. He's had a really good pre-season. He's probably hungry as ever to try and cement a place in the back line as well. And also even guys like Joshie Thomas, Tim Broomhead, guys who've been here for a few years as well, who probably haven't played that much. They got a real good taste of it, and obviously know what it's like to play at that level, and they've just got to, they got a pretty good person to watch in Pendles at training and see how hard he works in the midfield. And I think a few of them have looked at him pre-season and worked really hard, which is all they can do really, and hopefully they have a really good year.
Nice ball movement from Team Black around the Amy Park side of the ground. Jack Crisp among them, and Lockie Keefe's kick tight against the line, but a diving mark in that left forward pocket at the Yarra River end to Jordan DeGoey, and we might get to see some of his skills on show here. So you need to do the step around snap on goal. No one manning the goal line here. Comes around on the right boot and misses to the near side. So Jordan DeGoey has two behinds for the evening. Team Black to 7-5-47, trailing Team Orange 10-6-66. The ball comes broadcast side into the hands of Brody Grundy. So Orange 19 points clear on Team Black as Brody Grundy takes a fair old chunk out of the pristine Olympic Park surface. Making good of it, though, was side bottom. Off to Blair, ball at half back it into the hand of Grundy's handball back side bottom, who's really knocked up touches in this back half of the ground in terms 3 and 4. Ryan Pendlebury has it. Handball over the top now for running Armstrong. He'll just check his kick. Dangerous footy. Crisp did well, got the hand in. And the favourite will bounce from centre wing, Amy Stadium side. Little kick looking for Adams. Greenwood there at the fall of the footy. Handball forward. Gathering is now Adams. Good follow-up work. Gets the banana kick. Mark dropped in the goal square there by Corey Galt. Maybe some fatigue telling. And Brayden Maynard is there to do the cleaning
up.
Can
we get some special comments on that?
Yeah, Galtie locked that one back, I reckon. He's usually got pretty good jukes, old Jukesy. So, yeah, it's been unfortunate.
Three metres in. Would it not be a feature of the tape when the game review's done for poor old Corey? Now,
was that the siren? I think it was the siren.
Now, we're not sure whether that's it for the evening or there might have been some talk that the fourth quarter would be split into 2 10-minute blocks.
What have you heard?
I heard that as well, so that's all I can go off.
I think a couple of players, a bit of high-fiving going on, so they'll get back into huddles and get themselves sorted out. Well, but the crowd started to leave. The crowd think the game's finished. Stick around, folks. They won't be able to hear us from the other side of the ground.
And if you're listening, you're in 30-second delay. Exactly. So you might get to your car.
Come back. Once you get to your car, just wander back in.
Nonetheless, the score, I guess, let's call it the midpoint of the final team, is Team Orange 666, Team Black.
And they're playing the song. They're playing as well. We're still going to keep going here. We've still got more to go here, folks. Do not jump off the live stream at all. Plenty more still to come. The umpires are still out there. We're still out here.
And then they would do an autograph straight after.
We've still got another 10 minutes to go, but it means we can fire questions to that very, very, very special guest tonight.
Reedy, a little bit of an enclave of Murray Bushrangers boys starting to be accumulated. Oh, with Jack Cripps, of course, coming in after originally being drafted from the Brisbane Lions. Is there sort of a clique form? Because there's a number of guys from the Gippsland Power, from the TAC Cup Club there, with, I guess, Calf, Tyson Goldsack, Blairy Pendles. Yeah. There's sort of a bit of rivalry in the change room from time to time, not amongst, I guess, the country teams, but then, I guess, the country boys versus the city boys as well.
Yeah, well, we've always said, I think, the country boys, they need a few more of them at the club. They're always the best blokes of the team, so... look, it's really good to have Crispy. I mean, he's from Myrtleford, which is up the road from me, so I sort of played a bit of basketball. My mum actually... Also, we actually know them pretty well, so it was pretty funny how it happened, and he's found his way to Collingwood, which he's really enjoying being a bit closer to home as well, and being, closer to his girlfriend. I think he had a long-distance relationship with it, didn't enjoy it too much, but look, he's going really well, and he's someone who's put his best foot forward for a spot early in the NAB Challenge, and hopefully he gets that and plays some pretty good footy.
Just going back to the review last season and heading into this season, Caff was talking about how busy you guys have been working in team meetings, working on strategy, opposition teams, that sort of thing. With the game plan from last season to this season, obviously you don't need to tell us what it is, but just in general terms, how much has it changed from 2014 to what we're going to see from the guys in 2015? Is it a dramatic change? Is it only a little bit of tinkering to the core plan?
Look, it's probably not a dramatic change. I don't think you can sort of, obviously Bucks last year, we changed a few things last year, and I don't think you can just go straight to another game plan the year later. We've probably tweaked a little bit, a few things with our ball movement and that sort of thing, but a lot of stuff stays the same, and the first port of call is defence, and as long as we can defend well and keep the ball in our front half, which, I'm guessing pretty much every team in the comp wants to do that, so it doesn't change too much. I suppose there's always little tweaks in the game, but in the end of the day, if you're not winning the footy and not defending well, then you're probably going to get beaten, so they're just the main things. And, the contested ball stuff, if we start winning that out of the middle, then put less pressure on the defence, and therefore we can defend better. So, there's some little tweaks with the ball movement, but apart from that, it's pretty similar.
As the final quarter, part B, gets underway here, the expectations from the playing group, internally, no doubt you've set some expectations. Can you sort of share a little bit about what the boys are thinking heading in?
I think every year you've got to go in and be pretty optimistic and think, you want to play finals footy. I mean, the last thing you want to do is go, we'll see how we go and show up, and if we can get a win, that'd be good. I think if you're going with that attitude, you're never going to go too far. So, we're definitely aiming for finals. I mean, we missed last year, and I think it's the first time I've been in the club and we haven't played finals. So it was a bit different sitting back for a month and watching footy still go. It felt like the longest month in history. So, we just want to get back and play finals footy and be out where we belong.
And the double whammy. Late start to this season, so it's been an extra long break for you guys.
It has. It's been a really long break, and obviously with the finals this year as well, going a week longer too, so it'll be a long season. And but look, it's been good though as well, having a little bit longer pre-season, especially for myself anyway, with a bit of an injury, it's probably fallen in my favour.
Can report Jackson Ramsey back onto the field and in fine fettle, because he went back with the flight of the footy with real courage. Here's Mason Cox, already got a couple tonight, launches one from outside 50, gets to the teeth of goal. Lockie Keefe gathers, he'll manufacture a kick in the direction of Freeman, did well, and is able to take the mark in front of Sam Dwyer, and Nathan Freeman will go back and try and kick his first goal of the night for Team Black, who currently trail by 20 points. Just tip past the halfway mark of the final quarter here. As we mentioned, the lights in full effect here as we approach 9 p.m. local time at Olympic Park Oval at the Westpac Centre. We'll get Reedy's thoughts on Nathan Freeman in a moment as he comes in on the right boot and makes no mistake whatsoever. So he kicks his first of the evening and we are back to a 2-goal margin. 10-6-66, Team Black 8-4-52. Nathan Freeman, an injury interrupted first year at the club, big things expected from behind closed doors. How have you viewed his pre-season?
Yeah, I've spent a bit of time with him last year, so I found out firsthand how good a runner he is. He certainly burned me up a fair bit last year, but hey, look, he's had a flawless pre-season. I think he probably hasn't missed a beat, I don't think. He's trimmed down a little bit too this year, which has been good. I think that's probably helped him as well, ground better. So he's trained really well and a few games under his belt early in the pre-season and see what he can do and see if he can push himself into that midfield.
That mouth-watering combination of endurance, will make him a nightmare with, you know, time in the actual senior side. Once he gets, I guess, his AFL legs under him, from a tagging point of view, he's going to be terribly hard player to play against.
He will be. He's amazing, really. He can just hold that top gear for a long time, which is pretty phenomenal. And yeah, as you said, the more pre-seasons he gets and the more games he gets under his belt, the better it'll be.
Another goal here for Team Orange. Try and pick up who kicked that in the end. And through a couple of sets of hands, Jesse White kicked the goal. While we're just sort of chatting amongst ourselves, there actually is a goal in front of us too. We probably should point that out.
Everyone's gone.
Jesse White, second, Team Orange, 11-6-72, 20 points clear on Team Black, 8-4-52.
But it's just got that feel about it, where you just want to sit back, some alcoholic beverage.
It does have a bit of a feel that you're sort of sitting at the game in some respects. It's not secondary, but you know there's something going on in the background. Reedy, who else is ready to emerge from your point of view? Nathan Freeman, a lot's been said and about, but who do you think some of the other guys who have been in the club 1, 2, maybe 3 years that just feel like they're ready to go to another level and I guess by the same help take for?
Yeah, Timber. I think in his first year, so he missed a lot of the pre-season. And as you know, I don't think he played until around 2 or 3 that year, so he probably didn't try. And polish it would really help us in the midfield and even on the half forward if he can get the ball in his hands. I think Travel like leading out and getting him kicking it into him. He's probably definitely the one that stands out most to me. And obviously Brody Grundy as well. He's obviously played a few games now, but his pre-season's been great. He's trimmed down a little bit and he's running as well as he has, so hopefully he's in for a big year.
Another goal to Team Black. One of the VFL players kicking that one, and we've got a choice of them. I didn't quite get the glasses.
Well, Ben Maloney's already got 2, so you can give it to someone else if you want.
Oh, I can give out the goals there,
can I? Yeah, you can. We'll run with that tonight. Special one-time only offer. It is Feb the 19th.
Yeah, thanks. Give it to Gray.
So Team Black to 9-4-58, Orange 11-6-72.
Are we manufacturing
72.
A draw here? Is this what's happening in this last couple of minutes?
Well, I guess the question is, too, if there is a draw, do we play extra time?
Hell no, I think is the answer to that. Just looking at a few concerned faces here. All right, back to the game. Kennedy picks up for Team Orange. Handball over the top. Isn't great. And Dwyer is dispossessed of the footy. And a free kick is the end result. And we'll go to Team Orange, who have got the ascendancy. Dwyer finds Broomhead to push up towards half forward. He'll set sail along inside. He puts his hands up, can't complete the mark. He'll handball over the top. Pendlebury worked with Tanisis. He picks up the ball again. Handball over the top. Handballs. Freeman trying to find some room. He's pushed off the footy. Handball over the top. Now it's in dispute in the middle of the ground. Coming through Goldsack. He was 360. No free kick. Degoe picking up 14 black. Kicking up towards half forward. Got the side bottom. We got hands to it. He couldn't finish it off, but he's going to get it back again from Fasolo. And he kicks up. Possessions here is center wing on the Westpac centre side of Olympic Park. His kick, though, is too far. Pendlebury takes the mark at defensive 50.
Yeah, in front of our broadcast position, it sums up the situation perfectly. The kick was on through the centre of the ground. It had to be accurate. It was. And it now opens it up for Josh Thomas. Transfer of play to that outer side of the ground. Taylor Adams, he's run all night. Kicks inside 50. Where are the Flyers? Trying to knock that one away was Greenwood. So a turnover and ball into the hands of Team Orange. Blair. Contest. Nice kick as always. Finds Ben Kennedy. He's also had a pretty serviceable evening at the office. Spreads it wide. Manteat. Kick off a step. Scrubby footy. Chopping it off is Freeman. He's got a couple to beat though. Did well. Coming in though, Blair. Not a possession. But now he'll get one. Handball free. Manteat loads up for a second kick. This one looks better into space. Contest coming up. Well done by beautiful half off. Broomhead worked. Off to Elliott. Back to side bottom. Another one who's starting to really populate the stat sheet. Kick inside 50 at the feet of Cloak. Gathering it and doing well was Adams. Goes back to Pendlebury. Has time and space to share it. Langdon in the back pocket. Steadies. Kicks at 50. Tight against the line. One-on-one. Varco. Frost had the height. Gets hands to that footy now. Freeman. Well. On Jesse White there. By Degoe, who's been one of the better players tonight. He'll take the footy right in front of our broadcast position. He's in Team Black. They're 9-4-58. Team Orange, 11-72 down here towards the final siren on Collingwood Radio.
We think, as the ball heads up towards centre, they could play another couple of quarters. It's been pretty entertaining. In the middle of the ground, and then long inside the 50. Karnesis, was he held out from the contest? What's the umpire saying? The ball's come all the way down. It's going to be a free kick the other way to Team Orange and Maynard to take it. Last line of defence for Team Orange. Finds Grundy, who kicks up the line. That's not a good kick. Degoe coming in to chop it off. He fumbles at the crucial moment. The kick up the line here for Team Orange in the path of Varco. Has it punched away from him and will have it thrown in.
Reedy, Mason Cox, a couple of goals tonight, but he's done some really neat things in general play that suggests he's come from a ball.
Yeah, he got into the between the players and Craig McRae and Anthony Rock had done a fair bit of work from early on, just one on one. We had the 8 weeks off and he was training for the whole time, probably the longest pre-season history of AFL. But look, he's been really impressive at training. You know, sometimes he goes to these marks and he's that clunky in these back situations. I mean, exciting, I mean, size of him. Obviously, when he puts his hands up, he's pretty hard to spoil. So. Yeah, he's hoping he can turn into a good career with us.
211 centimetres and 106 kilos.
He's a big boy. Yeah, once he plants his feet in front of you, he's very, very hard to get a fist in.
And a lot of emphasis put on the 2K time trial here on this very track in front of us.
Yeah.
And I think he came in and ran sub 7 minutes, was it?
Yeah, I'm not 100% yeah. sure, but he for a big bloke of his size, he does move very well. I think he's is he the same as Sanderlands or
yep.
or just a bit shorter, but. Yeah, look, once he puts on I suppose the only thing he needs is a bit more strength up top, and once he does that, he's going to be pretty hard to beat.
Goal right on the final siren to Team Black, which is all, of course, academic. So Team Black finish on 10-4-64, Team Orange 11-72. Ready with the final siren. We'll let you go. You've ticked off a little bit of your ASA, I'd hope, tonight.
Yes.
And can get in and get out of what you need to do. All the best with the recovery from the calf. Super important to get out on the park, not only from a team perspective, but for your own career. So we wish you all the best.
Cheers. Thanks for having me, guys.
Ben Reed joining us on Collingwood Radio. And it is final siren time as we look to wrap up our broadcast here. As we mentioned, Team Orange 11-672, Team Black 10-464.